What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Yeah! I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth.
Back door, VIP, bring the whole crew, we don't need ID. All we turned up, we gon' need IVs. West Coast party with the East Side lean. With all this green, we don't need no weed. 151, we don't see mixed drinks. Cameras on deck, we don't need no scene. Cameras on deck, we don't need no scene. But haters keep lurking, I feel them. The fuck with my unit, you won't need gorillas. Seeing them in with them things with propellers. And that be the problem, my old friends get jealous. Won't stick to the script cause they getting rebellious. Instead of just chilling, living the feeling. They wanna get caught up and counting your millions. I'd rather get fucked up on top of them buildings. Talking top floor, penthouse. With all my people that been down. Freestyle life, no pen now. Freestyle life, no pen now. And no matter how heavy them chains, ain't no way that my team gon' get pinned down. No matter how heavy them chains, ain't no way that my team gon' get pinned down.
But these haters keep looking, they watching, looking. They watching, these haters keep looking. They watching, looking. They watching, these haters keep looking. They watching, looking. They watching, these haters keep looking. They watching, got the whole team in the club swatting like. It's a bug on me, it's a bug on me. Where it go? It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. Where it go? It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. There it go. It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. It's a bug on me. Kill it. No jokes, I'm being for real.
For real.
Bitch, get the fuck out my grill. You all on my case and all in my face. Like Flash trying to get on my meal.
Goddamn.
Damn it, these haters are irk. I'm trying to get drunk and just twerk, but I can't even sip cause I'm watching this chick who keep grilling the shit out my click. Like, how many bugs ain't no telling? Trust me, my goonies be spraying repellent. We popping them bottles, they get poppy eye. Next thing you know, they be bugging your fellas, bugging your homegirl, bugging your niggas, bugging your. Facebook, your IG, your Twitter, staring at clubs, I'm stalking your page. You need a zebra, some off and some brain. Got me like fuck squares, get rounds for all my niggas that been down. Freestyle life, no pin now. Freestyle life, no pin now. And no matter how heavy them chains, ain't no way that my team gon' get pinned down. No matter how heavy them chains, ain't no way that my team gon' get pinned down.
Looking, watching, looking. But these haters keep looking, watching. But these haters keep looking.
Thank you for tuning into The Bottom Line. I have someone very special here with me today. I've really been looking forward to it too. Got Miss LG in the building.
If you can't hear it, I'm smiling really hard.
Try to add a sound effect to the hard smile. There we go.
And a shout out to your manager, MJ, in the building.
Who you with? What's up, MJ?
Hey. That's what's up.
And I was just talking to him about when we first met, you know, he had contacted me, or somebody from your team had contacted me, and I got links to your music to get into the showcase.
Oh my God, I was mm-hmm. like, what, 2 years ago?
3 years.
Three.
Yeah, this September will be 3 years.
Oh, that's time be flying.
Mm-hmm. When I heard your music, I'm like, oh my God, I felt so guilty taking money and asking you to sell tickets for a showcase because I felt like you should have been the show.
Oh, wow.
Like the main show.
Wow.
You know, and I was just like, oh my God, I felt honored. I felt really honored to have you involved, but I became a fan right away. I was like, wow, who is this chick? She's fucking dope. You know, and that, I mean, and I was like sending it to people that were working with me on the showcase, like, you have to listen. This girl's going to come.
Right,
she's
right.
coming from Pennsylvania.
All
she
the
goes
way
to school
from,
over there by the Poconos. Yeah, she's from Philly. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. And I was so excited.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that was 3 years ago. This Labor Day will be 3 years ago. That was a Labor Day weekend showcase.
Yeah, that's crazy, yo. That was epic, too, because that was right when I was getting into really, really growing in my stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always did music, I always rap, but as far as just, like, traveling and doing shows, that was new to me as an artist. So that really was one of the highlights to, you know, that growing and that stepping stone, you know what I mean? So I did appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I really felt honored. And you know, something I really liked about your management was that he said, you know, it's a new area for us. It's a new outlet. It's a place to build new fans, you know, a new fan base. And I had so much respect for that. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, mm-hmm. just, I mean, I see you everywhere, you know, and I'm just, I'm amazed. And I, you know, it feels good to like prop up a female artist, you know, like,
word. That's
I don't know, like naturally I would support you more than a guy. Sorry, fellas.
Girl power.
Yeah, like Puff really,
girls.
Really.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
And,
that's
So, I feel honored to have you here. I know that you just had this big release party on Sunday. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, man. Caught in the Middle release party. Sunday, last Sunday, The Lounge, Philadelphia. It was lit. It was a release party plus my birthday bash. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks,
fellow Aries.
Hey. Thank you. Hey.
Aries in the building. Aries,
Aries,
what up?
Taking over. That's taking good. Over.
We're good people, though. We are.
Yeah, yeah. And we're passionate.
Yes.
That is, it just is what it is.
We work very hard.
Some people,
and we take no shit.
Some people take it the wrong way, but it's just because we really love everything that we do.
And we're loyal.
Yeah, we are
We're
loyal.
Beautiful, too.
Yeah. Like, why is there even...
You guys going to keep going about Aries? I'm just saying, y'all can keep going.
And my mom's an Aries.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I like see everything that's in me is in her too, and everybody that's in Aries around me
has like the same type.
I'm not a chick that's into signs. Like, I could really get two fucks, but if you're an Aries, I love you.
Yeah, I
agree. Know you.
Yes.
You know?
I don't dislike any Aries I know. I haven't met an Aries I don't like yet. Have you?
No.
Nah, yeah. See? What is shit? Anyway.
I respect your grind. I see you working. I love it. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Every time I hear a track, it's just better than the last. And like when I listen, it's like that would be impossible.
That's the goal. Like I feel like as an artist myself, like I haven't reached my full potential. Like I feel like I have so much more that I can do. I know, like I just have this feeling that I can put more into music. It can sound better. It can be more creative. Like right now, and I work a full-time job.
You're
work overtime, right?
That's Aries quality.
And you know, it's the underground thing. So, you know, we starting from scratch. But when I'm doing this 24-7, you know, 24 hours a day, 365, 366 of the leap year, and I'm not taking no breaks, and it's actually my income, I really feel like there's really, like, sky's the limit for how creative it can be and how different and original it can be. I'm just trying to, you know, build the way to that day so I can really focus on being the best artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hear it. Like I said, it keeps getting better and better. I listened to your album today. I listened to it. I started to last night. And then today...
Where'd you listen to it at? I'm just curious.
On your website.
Oh, it was on the site?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I listened to some tracks last night. I was like, you know what? Said MJ, send them over so I can smoke, go to bed, listen to it. I want to vibe to it. You know?
There you go.
I was like anxious to hear it, you know? I felt
kick
like,
that vibe real quick.
Yeah, and then I finished up listening today. And I'm so impressed. I really am, and I think that like people really get to know you through your music, and I want to talk about some of the songs because some of them, you know, they seem like for you to sound like you do in these songs, like you feel your music, you know, and that's something I really respect because, you know, for me to be able to get to know you and possibly what you've been through, and for people to relate, I think that's what music is all about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your passion is so clear. And, you know, I just heard you on the Rock Runner show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, you owned every song. every beat that came on, you owned it.
Especially the Sweet 16.
I'm like, this is a freestyle? Did she do this before, you know? Like,
she was prepared.
Yeah, did they like play it before she came? I'm so impressed.
There was no rehearsal. Noted.
Yeah, and you know, everybody in the room was just like,
mouses dropped, yeah. Like, ooh!
Shout out to the pretty ladies you have with you tonight.
Hey.
Yeah.
Team Genius University.
Yeah. TeamGeniusUniversity.com. Yeah. We got we got Natasha in the building.
Natasha.
She does video.
Video.
You know, she does video photography. For the team. AKA like assistant almost. If I can't get it done, she can help out on the media side.
She's your media. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got Lakeisha Wood. Woo, woo. That's my family over there.
Family.
New addition.
Okay.
Team Genius. You know what I'm saying? She's a singer. She's amazing.
Singer.
Killed the show last Sunday.
Killed it. Over.
Bought a bottle.
Game over.
Hashtag bought a bottle.
Hashtag bought a bottle. Yo, let me tell you something. When you in the club, this is Veg, by the way. Veg of Rockin' the Radio. When you in the club, you at a bar, you at a club, whatever. Hashtag bought a bottle.
Yeah.
Do that. Do Instagram and Twitter and all that social media stuff, especially on Facebook and all that. Bought a bottle.
Do it for the gram.
What's up, yo? Word up, man.
I'm sorry. The ratchetness came out. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
The Philly.
Let's bring it back to Team Genius stuff.
I thought
it's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Shout out to your team that's here in the building, though, as well.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm happy that your event went well. You seem to always have an amazing crowd, you know. And I try. That's cool. You did it at release right around your birthday. And you know what knows crazy? Talking about Aries, like, I've done that for the past few years.
Yeah.
And it's like, all my friends would be like, why do you do this? You have to work on your birthday? But that's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, Aries, like, that's what Aries are about.
There's really no days off.
Yeah.
In our heads. In my head, I get yelled at all the time from certain people, like friends and stuff like that. Like, yo, take a day off, chill. I'm like, I'll take a day off. When I'm a millionaire, it's just like that eagerness. Like, the other day was actually a coming of age thing, maybe because my birthday passed, but I really embrace the fact that I like living in urgency. I like to feel urgent to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need an excuse to speed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because like, I like to do that to myself. I'm like, yo, you know what? I know that I just dropped the album, but this week we're going to do a photo shoot. We're going to do a thank you dinner. We're going to do a video shoot.
Do this, going to do that.
Because it's like, once you do it, you're just building your brand. You're just building your brand. And it's like, once it's done, it's done. Once you buy that banner, it's done. Once you buy that poster, it's done. Once you do that photo shoot, it's done. You're just continuing to add to your legacy. It's like, how can you not be addicted to that? Like, mm-hmm. you don't know how much time you got. You got to put as much as you can into it. That's how I feel about it. Like, that's how my brain works. I don't know.
It's true. It's like there's a million things on the list, so we got to get them done.
Yeah, as much as you can, at least, you know.
But that's great to have the energy to do all that. I admire your work. I really, really do. Let's why don't you tell me, you know what I want to play tonight. And I kind of went through because I know I would want to talk to you a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But introduce, like, I think everybody has, like, a baby. I know you probably feel like every song's your baby, but what song do you feel like is really the most powerful one that you put like more into than maybe the last? I know you babied every song, but is there one that you really feel like stronger than others?
Deja Vu. That's the one, the last song on the album.
I like that because that's one of my favorites.
Deja Vu, because that's the last song that I wrote. Period. From this point, that's the last song that I wrote. I haven't wrote a song since, because that was the final song that I put on there that wasn't with the rest of the songs that were already pre-recorded or pre-written before I decided to drop Caught in the Middle. But that was the one that summed up the whole album. That was the one that brought together all the different songs about confusion and the different songs about different things I was going through in school. And one might be about the dorm room party, and one might be about dropping out of school. And then this one just sealed everything together, and that was the moment that I, you know, it was like my coming of age moment where I was like, yo, this is why I did it. This is what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing this. I'm not questioning anything anymore. Mm-hmm. I know what I want to do.
Just gonna go for that.
That's the song right there. That song means the world.
Let's play that, Veg.
I saw in a dream one night. and everything is worked for. Ain't shit offered to us. Baby bro at the age where he just starting to cuss. And I'm looking for a seat like I just walked on the bus. They say shit usually happen when you just start to give up. But the stress in my life just seem to bring out my greatest hits. It's been a while since I heard a rap I related with. It's been a while since I really had a relationship or chill with some friends that I had a good conversation with. Dog, chasing your dreams that had you isolated quick. You don't give a damn about niggas who be debating with memes, Twitter beefs and rappers that's on some hating shit. When niggas who tweeting don't even know where foundation is. Scared for the first time, everything is clicked. When you start losing niggas in your squad, you can't predict. They say believing you gonna be rich is 50% of what it actually takes to bring them dreams to exist. Studio time becoming part of the rent. Alcohol bottles becoming part of the vent. Repeatedly finding nights when you go hard to get bit. Find yourself with a cold heart but content.
I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. Got me like deja vu. What if I got into? I'ma probably lose myself trying to get lost in you. Ooh, I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night.
So back to the books, writing down numbers and writing down hooks. Estimations of living greatness ain't hard as it looks. It's just a matter of subtracting and multiplying. Your reading face is easy, embracing your nose lying. They clip your wings but you still leap with the hopes of flying. You still breathe on your last breath when you know you're dying. And it's the hardest of all. Gotta give them something they can feel, the heart is involved. The formula's getting worse because it's hard to resolve. The drop usually feel best when you're starting to fall. Close your eyes and hold your breath cause it's the part that I saw.
I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen it, can't believe it, won't receive it. I've been thinking, I've been drinking, I've been really feeling like I'm losing it. Got me like deja vu. What if I got into? I'ma probably lose myself, probably get lost in you. Ooh, got me like deja vu. What if I got into? I'ma probably lose myself, probably get lost in you. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen this all in a dream one night. I swear I seen it, can't believe it, won't receive it. Hey, I've been thinking, I've been drinking, I've been really feeling like I'm losing it. Got me like.
Back, thank you for tuning into The Bottom Line. If you don't know, that was LG. I'm high and I'm in a zone, and that song just touched me so deep.
You could tell Michelle's high too. She mad smooth and shit.
Yeah. But I want something to do with the making of that video. I really do.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we gotta set that up, MJ. Okay. I do, because just his, see, and, you know, Veg and I were just talking about this when you smoke. I was telling him he should be a smoker, you know, because he's like, I feel like people that are,
they smoke, they get creative, yeah, like, they're more into their creative juice.
It enhances your creativity, right. You know, and I was telling him, but it's true. And like, when I was listening to your music, because I'm high, I had such a,
like, you in the zone, like, you was like, oh, yeah. Deja vu.
Yeah, I felt your song like 100 times harder just now.
Hey.
Hot. That's low. Every song on this album's hot.
That's low.
That's up. Okay. Deja vu. Get that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So I know that your music's available right on your site. Is there anywhere else that people could listen to your music?
Yeah, Spinrilla.
Okay. Spinrilla is pretty cool. Like, mm-hmm. I just started using that. One of my friends put me onto a mixtape that was on there that had like good new R&B. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing unsigned artists. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people are using that.
Yep. So Spinrilla, obviously SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Datpiff. Putting it everywhere. It's in the making. In about a week or so, we should have it on all the streaming sites. So Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, you know, all of those sites like that. I mean, apps.
Cool.
Where people can just stream it and listen to it, you know. So it'll be available. It's in the making right now. You know, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It's in the making.
Yeah, here, I guess, like, I remember when I was more involved with music, what's that site? Datpiff. Yeah. And Datpiff wasn't working with iPhones. Like, it wasn't, yeah. I'm sure, like, now they have an app for it instead of going to the site, but it wasn't, like, I could never listen to artists. So I'm happy to see Spinrilla. It seems to be the hottest one right now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Her music's easy to find. Go find it. The bottom line approved. I got this girl here, and it's like, you know, I'm a groupie. I'm really a fan. Like, I'm excited for you. Not to sound like I don't give everybody a chance, but I haven't found a lot of local people around me within arm's reach that I could be like, wow, I'm a big fan. And I really felt that, like, you, like, the first time I heard your music, just amazing. I hope to see you in a bigger place really soon. And I want you to be heard, man.
Send out a mass text and email to all your friends.
Everybody.
Let's get it there.
Everybody. Do that.
But I hope to involve you with some things I'm working on. I'm honored to have you here tonight. I want to talk about that track because that was deep. You want to tell me, like, how long did it take you to write?
20 minutes.
It sounds like it. Like, it's, that's what I was saying to you. Like, you feel
exactly
your music.
What I was thinking. Every word in my head was what I put into that, especially that first verse.
Right.
It was just like, I just blurted it out, and like, it seemed like 5 seconds it came out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's deep because I dropped the mixtape back in last April, back into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped that mixtape. And after I dropped that mixtape, it was like I went broke dropping that mixtape, right? And then I dropped that mixtape, and I don't know, like, this. Like, maybe it just didn't do as well because I didn't promote it the way that I promoted 12 years later, I feel like. I'm not really sure what it was, but for whatever reason, it was like this dark cloud came over me when it came to music. It was like almost like I doubted myself for a second because it didn't have the impact that I wanted it to have. People wasn't understanding it like I wanted them to. So, you know, I just got frustrated. I got frustrated with the some of the things that were going on in the hip-hop community back in Philly, and it was a different scene for me because I was in school when I was doing music and I was traveling to New York and traveling other places. And now it's like I'm just in the city and it's like I'm dealing with the same people consistently. And it's like, man, you know, you feel like, you know when you get in shame, you know when people are doing it to make money and not for the artist's needs and not for the artist's well-being. And I started to feel that. And I was like, you know, I felt some type of way. But hip-hop is one of those games where it's like you can't just get on TV and be like, you know, you can't go on Instagram like, man, F you.
By the way, F you. Right.
You know, like, you can't do that. So it was like, you know, a humbling moment. But at the same time, it was discouraging. It was like, because if this is what it's about, then it's like, it's bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't do any music. Like, I just totally just started working. I was just working. I did no music all summer. Like, it was crazy. To the point where, like Natasha's in the room. We had one on, like, a vacation. We was down south in Florida. And we're sitting on the beach. We had this really deep conversation. She's like, what's going on with you? You good? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you haven't wrote any songs. Like, you used to be at your computer all the time doing music. And, like, now you're not, you don't do anything. Like, almost like, because everybody's, like, afraid to ask me, like, yo, what's going on? Like, I feel like you're giving up. Because it was, like, after she said it, it was almost like my mom said it right after. Oh, this just went out. That's cool, though.
The headphones?
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
There we go. We're right back on.
Yeah. It's probably wiring.
Oh, you're with Team Genius. See how I fixed that?
There you go. Boom. Team Genius, yeah.
I
caught the aura from you, and I just twisted the wire.
It was like Wreck-It Ralph. It was like, I'm going to wreck it. I can fix it.
There you go.
It came right back.
There you go. Hammer. Team Genius.
We'll be right back in the mix.
There you go.
So, yeah. So, like she mentioned it first, and then I thought about it. Like, no, I didn't give up. Like, I don't want it to seem like I gave up. But I just got discouraged because of the negative things I seen. And as a firm believer in hip hop, like loving hip hop all your life, you would never think that people would just be doing it for, you know, spite for money or for whatever. I just never thought of it. And then seeing that side of it, you know, it made me grow as an artist, you know, because then you got to know who you want to work with and who you don't want to work with. You got to know what showcases not to do. You just got to know what people to work with and what not, because some are poisonous, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah.
But that don't mean that everybody's bad either. And so, you know, it just took me to realize that. And then I talked to my mom, and she was like, yeah, I feel like you're giving up, da da da. And it just sparked a fire. I was like, man, F this, yo. Like, what? Give it up? Oh, I'm about to murder this. And then, like, I just snapped. And I started going to shows. I started doing all these shows. And I did, like, 2 shows in Atlanta. And I just did all this stuff. And then I ended up winning a competition. Then I opened up the Philly Hip Hop Awards, which was major. Because everybody, Philly history. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about Freeway. I'm talking about Oskino.
Beanie Siegel.
The whole state property, like, their camp. And people in their camp were in the building. A.R. Abb was in the building. Charlie Baltimore was there. Monet Davis, the little baseball player. I'm so like softball, whatever. I'm proud of her. I took a picture with her. That was cool. I got to meet her. But I got to meet all these people or whatever, and that kind of just set the fire underneath it. And it was like, yo, I got to do what I got to do to get back. And like, I hired a personal trainer, started going to the gym. Like, I lost 35 pounds since November, and just been working,
staying healthy.
In the gym, eating right.
I see that on your social media.
Yeah, like, man, I've been going ham, like, and, like, it's just, like, it makes me feel better, too, because I played sports all my life. I played college basketball, you know, like, I had scholarship. And so going into adulthood and not playing sports anymore, you just working, sitting around, eating wrong. You don't realize how much of a toll it takes on your personality. And, like, being fatigued, it really changes your personality and, like, your energy level and what you would normally do. I'm like, yo, I usually be turning up every day. Like, what is wrong with me? I couldn't understand. But that was a major part of it. And, like, once I started getting back in shape and I could turn up and jump around on stage and all that stuff, I just started getting more eager to get more in shape. And I think that is, I'm definitely breaking plateaus right now as we speak, as far as the gym.
That's,
you know,
great.
What I mean, getting stronger, getting, you know, more energy on stage. And it's just making me a better artist, you know?
Word.
Do you think did you start getting into that, like, your health and fitness when you stepped back into music? Was it, like, after your little break and your time?
Yeah, it was the music that made me get back in the gym. Because before, I was working out all the time for basketball. And so, like, the music just took the place. Because you don't think about working out when you think of doing music.
Right.
You don't think that they have a correlation. You just think that, you know, you're just going to do music, you know? But then when I started doing, like I said, I just came back from that vacation and I just started doing all these shows. I didn't do shows in months, and I started doing shows. I'm like, yo, I'm tired. I don't like that I'm tired, because I want to rap it a certain way. I want to be able to breathe and spit it the way I want to spit it and look at people and jump around on certain parts of the song. And like, I the way that I want to deliver it, I can't because of my health. And so I'm like, yo, that's not cool. This gotta go. So I started working out. And then I started working out. And now I can perform better. I can rap better. I sound better in the booth. Everything. It makes a big difference. And it's like, I'm more confident with my show. Yeah. I know, like, when I get up there and the beat drop and it's a hype song, I can jump as hard as I want to jump and not have to worry about in the middle of the jump, like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have done that because I got to spit this next line. No, I can keep going, you know? So that's like, what I'm doing. And, like, I'm still progressing in that field so that I can become even better and better and better on stage. Man, like, I got so many things I want to do. I want to take hip-hop classes. I want to take gymnastics. I want to be flipping on stage. Like, I just want my performance to be top of the line, like... Period.
I can't wait to see footage from your show on Sunday.
Yo, I can't wait to see it too. Like, I didn't even really see it all. You know, I'm still watching people's Snapchats and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, that's what it looked like.
like I did that.
It's not even me. It's like the crowd. Mm. It's like, it just looks crazy. It's like seeing the combination of people in the crowd, because they're people from all different walks of life in my life. Mm-hmm. From different roles that I play. So it's like, you see cousins and family members, and then you see people from college. Right. And then you see people that I turned up with, and then people that I turned up with in Allentown, and people I turned up with in New York, and then people like, and it's like weird, it's like crazy that it's all these different people from my life that have no idea, like, that. And then some of them knew each other. It was like, wow, y'all know each other? Like, how? And then people showed up that I didn't invite or like that I didn't think was gonna come. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy, and it was like, wow. And I started to really realize and see, you know, people are watching. People watch me. People mm-hmm. may not say nothing. They may not like it. Them views on Instagram snitched on everybody, yo. Let me tell you. Because my videos used to get like 11 likes.
Now it'd be 12 like 500 likes. Views.
It'd be like 300 views, 200 views. I'm like, y'all mother...
I don't really post videos.
Yo, that told on everyone. Seriously,
the ghost followers.
People watch me, man. I'm like, yo, y'all creeps.
Stalkers.
Straight creeps, yo. They really
Team
watch
Genius
me.
Stalkers. Team Genius Stalkers.
It's crazy how many people watch me. I'm like, yo, people really watch me, but they don't say anything, comment, like, nothing. But they're watching it because you have to watch the video to get that view. Like, you have to click it so that
play,
it unmutes.
Yeah.
So that it unmutes. So you took the time to let it unmute mm-hmm. and watched it. Didn't like it. Made sure you clicked it enough to unmute it and not accidentally like it. Like, yeah, I think it's
and you
precise.
Don't
like
see,
yo.
Do you get
precise creeps, yo.
My man, yo, my homegirl LG breaking down all the fundamentals.
But do you get to see
down.
Who views it or only?
It's out of
yo,
pocket.
It's crazy,
it's
man.
It's unreal.
Do you get to see who views it or only the likes? Only the likes, right?
No, I get to see the views now.
But do you see who's viewing it?
No, of course not. Okay. Of course not. Instagram didn't want to start up a
frenzy, right? Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What? Your horrible reviews this
you're
year.
You're probably too young to know this, but like MySpace, that was before your time, right?
I was on MySpace all day. In fact,
okay.
I think I'm still on there. Do not
MySpace.
Look me up. MySpace. If you go look up my
show.
MySpace, whoa. I will block you on everything else.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Michelle bringing up past things.
But no, like MySpace, you could see who viewed you. So I would be like, who just looked at me? And I'm POF too, Veg.
Oh, the fish site. Shout out to all the fishies, yo.
Yeah, but yo. POF, I was on there at one point. I'm still on there, but I'm not active on there. Yeah. Only on lonely nights. Not playing.
That's one.
Nah, but you know, you can see who views you, and I'm like, these creeps. And they were like local dudes I knew. They were like local, and I'm like, ew.
And they was trying to holler at you, right?
It's embarrassing. Yeah. But they would like look, and then they would wait a few days to message me. Like, I already knew you looked at me a few days ago, creep. Like,
yeah.
What are you waiting for?
And then some of them end up on the show.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's not true, Veg.
Yeah.
Don't make me seem like that.
No, not like that. I'm saying like I'm saying the irony of that.
What just happened?
I'm just saying the irony of it.
What's going on here?
That's all. It's just the irony. That's all. Like, you didn't expect it. You know, and then you ask them, oh, yeah, I'm on POF. And you're like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's one.
Wow, I'm single, man.
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is top 8 on MySpace got started
what?
A lot of fights.
Top 8.
Oh, word, right? You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yo, why you moved me from top 3 to top 5, though?
Yeah. Yo.
It's my mother and my cousin.
Yo. Why am I not on your top 8 for?
Yeah. You took me off your top 8. So you took me off your top 8.
That's so funny.
I'm not calling you no more. I'm not talking to you no more.
As soon as you get in an argument with one of your friends, they go down one.
Word. They get moved down a level.
They go down a space. You're like, you know what? That's why I'm gonna put Keisha in front of you.
Yeah. Yo, Keisha, what up, yo?
Because Keisha ain't talk about me.
Yo, Keisha, what up, girl? You know I love you, right? You know what I mean? What up? I'm just saying. You're number 2. Homegirl wasn't talking to me right. I had to move it to number 3. In fact, I might move it to number 4 tomorrow.
Hashtag bought a bottle.
Hashtag bought a bottle. I'm in the club right now. Hashtag bought a bottle. Y'all gave me high cut it out.
MySpace days. Oh my god.
We about to bring MySpace back.
I remember all my friends would be like, can you come and fix my profile? And like change the music and the pictures.
Yo, my profile was the shit too.
Mine too.
Yo, I would look for hours. I go through like 800 templates, like all the different joints. Like, no, it has to be the right color.
It's gotta be
I don't want no flowers on my shit, man. I want no flowers, dog. Every time I find the right colors, there's a fucking flower in the design.
LG stupid, yo. But that shit is real, though,
then
yo.
You had to go to customized template. You know, you start getting crazy with
shit,
it.
This shit had a code and shit.
Yeah, HTML.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
Start getting good with it, man.
Right.
I went to school for media, man.
There you go.
That's why I do web design.
Yep,
now.
There you go.
Fucking started from MySpace. Yeah,
start from MySpace. Now we're here.
MySpace thanks to MySpace backgrounds.
Don't you feel like with social media though, like now everything's more about pictures and videos. Like it's not like MySpace was.
Yeah, MySpace was very interactive and very like it was a little. If you really think about it, it was a little complicated, like to really navigate through some of the things that they had on it, like the features. But it was cool because you got a little bit more out of it. Now they're just so simple.
Right.
You don't really get much out of it. You just see what you see, and it is what it is. You can't really track things. Like MySpace, you would be able to track, especially as an artist, because I had like an artist page too. Mm-hmm. You can just track things better as far as like people who interact with you, you know? Right. And now it's a little harder. You know, like you got Instagram, you get 11 likes, but there's fucking 300 people watching your video. Boom. That's how I feel. It's like, no, it's all good. But yeah, you know, it's changed a little bit. You know, they're more private about it. Yeah. I don't really know why.
Yeah.
Trying to dub us down, man. Trying to make us stupid.
Yeah, I heard that they say that like only 10% of your posts like reach people. I mean, that your posts only reach 10% of your followers.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Based off who's more active and who you're more interactive with. I know Facebook's like that.
Right.
Because if you don't interact with people, they don't see your stuff after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And that's why I just take the time to go to people's page like, hey!
Yeah.
I just want to make sure next week you're going to see what I posted, you know, that album I'm about to drop. I just want to comment on everybody's shit.
By the way.
So that when the album drop, you know.
Hashtag bought a bottle.
Hashtag bought a bottle.
Bang.
Boom. So that day I go on your page and like, yo, why is she liking all my fucking pictures today? I'm about to drop some shit.
Get ready.
Wanted to pop up on your timeline.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's smart. That's like people be like, wait, what's she doing? Who is this? You know?
Creeping.
Man, I got like so many friends on Facebook. I don't even know. I got to the point where when I go on Facebook, I just click accept. Accept.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful. They be having these sex bots, man. Like with the one picture and shit.
Well, yeah, I look.
All right, just
make sure.
If they look
normal. It's like, unless their name's in like Arabic or something.
She said Arabic.
Yeah, I got those.
Oh, the foreigners. Yo, no disrespect if anybody's listening.
But I'm just
like,
saying,
from like,
though, like,
you know, Paris.
Clearly,
or something, but,
you're not my. You don't know me.
Yeah.
We can't even speak each other's language.
Yeah. Word. I ain't gonna understand it.
I know I didn't pop up as a suggestion. There's no way.
Yo, LG talking real shit right now, man. It's too yo. Damn, Facebook.
We have no friends in common.
It word. Like, yo, and you only have one picture.
You don't even, you have one picture.
That's
it's
just, it.
It's half your nose and your eyebrow and your eye.
We don't believe you.
Who are you?
We need more, you need more pictures.
You need more people. Real talk.
Yo, man.
You know what's funny though? My mom called me about something I posted yesterday on Facebook. She just joined.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh god, my dad's been on there for a while.
Oh yeah.
And
he popping?
Yeah, he's like, he posted a picture the other day, like, how do you like my beard? I'm like, are you serious? Like, dad, are you serious?
Did
oh my
get a
god.
Lot of likes?
Yeah. And then I was like, who's this bitch that liked your picture? I'm about to tell mommy.
Oh.
And my mom's not on there, so that may be why she became a member. Shout out to my mom. But
on the low, yo.
Yeah, so
she said you better accept my relationship request.
Uh huh.
Who got you these flowers? And I'm like, mom, don't call me about stuff like this. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, you put it up there for everybody to see, so why can't I call you about it? And like that right there, like something in my mind was like, wow, she's so right. Like everybody sees, everybody's watching everything. I'm not on Snapchat. I just
Snapchat is the truth, yo.
I hear this, but you know,
it's annoying.
No. Yeah, we were just talking about it, and I was saying it was like something I used to do with my cousin, like to keep in touch. Like we would just send each other voice messages or video messages, whatever it is. And now, like everybody's doing that, but publicly, like I don't know. You as an artist, I think it's great because you have an amazing personality, and people get to see that, you know. And I think I let people see me enough on here, you know. Like that's it.
I'm pretty funny on Snapchat. I ain't gonna lie, my snaps be kind of funny. But sometimes I'll be like, why did I snap that? I shouldn't have snapped that. That's the problem with Snapchat. It's a,
but it
in
goes
the moment
away,
thing.
Right?
You don't think about it when
it
you
goes
do
away.
It goes away in 24 hours, but that's a long fucking time.
Can you take it down?
Yeah, you can delete it if you want to. But it's pretty cool, like, the way it works. But it has to be in that moment, you know? And that's why it's so effective, because people feel like they have to do it at that time or it's not going to happen. It's not like Instagram. Well, I can see their page later.
Yeah. Right.
No, you have to watch it now.
Yeah.
But I'm horrible. Like, I don't really watch many people. Like, I'm very selective.
Yeah.
People be like, yo, you don't watch none of my snaps. Well, you snap too damn much, nigga. You snap 25 times an hour. I can't got time. That's 8 seconds of snap. That's a lot of time. Damn. You know, I got to get back to it. I ain't got that much time in 24 hours to watch everybody's snaps. That's the only bad part. You can't watch everybody's stuff. It's impossible.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get involved with that. That's a lot of work, right?
It's a lot of pressure.
Y'all silly.
We start getting stressed out like, damn, though, let me check my snap right now for somebody. Get upset.
leave me alone.
It's been 2 hours. I ain't checked yet. I ain't checked.
That's funny.
So, Veg, how long have we been on so far? I hate doing this because I want to play your music, but...
I mean, well, we've been going for about 40 minutes, so we can play some music.
All right.
Get some music. It's your show.
Before we get into the track, let me ask you a question. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be invisible or read minds?
Mm. Wow. What the hell?
You know I'm high.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
That's a good question, though. Like,
be invisible or read minds.
I would rather. I don't know if I really.
It's kind of scary because either way, you're gonna find out a lot more than you would know naturally. like you'll see things and people won't know you see them. Or
I would read minds. I don't think I don't think I like being invisible.
Me either. I want people to see me.
I want people to see. Hello.
Hey. Don't like, say hey, I know what the right. fuck
don't
you're thinking.
Don't think that stupid, motherfucker. Don't
really,
think
that's what you're thinking. Can you imagine?
I feel like. I. So if you was able
watch
to be, if you was able to be invisible, could you control it, or did you just invisible? Like,
is there
I
don't
know,
Veg. It's your question. You know, is this like an X-Men question? Like, where like you could become invisible, then like stay like invisible out, and then go invisible, then come back in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Because if that's the case, then I wouldn't be invisible.
That would be a better question, because I would hate to be able to read everybody's mind all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be in that situation. Like, sometimes you're not supposed to read people's minds, because...
But once you start reading people's minds, you're not going to want to not read people's mind. Honestly,
I'd rather not, because
being invisible, I mean, it would suck if you have to choose it in the morning and then you're invisible.
Ah, yo,
and that girl walks by, you want to see? You're like, oh, she can't see me today.
Yo,
shit.
Yo,
gotta wait till tomorrow.
Yo, Jean Grey, what
you
up?
Forgot you work that day?
Yo,
fuck,
Jean Grey, what up?
Wrong choice.
Dr. X, yo. Dr. Xavier, what up, man? Professor X, yo.
That'd be crazy.
Yo, I'm telling you, if we could control it, that'd be better, because I'd rather be invisible, honestly. If we I don't want to read nobody's mind. Sometimes some things are supposed to stay in people's minds. You're not supposed to know for certain purposes.
But if you're invisible, you're going to know some stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's true, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like you
win. But you're more selective, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to,
You decided to walk.
Y'all can read brothers and sisters' minds. I'm good. I'm going to be over here. Chilling invisible.
Invisible? I don't want to be invisible.
You can't see me. John Cena, what up?
That's scary. Scary.
Word.
Alright, why don't you
She's so high.
it's like
I'm thinking like, wow, if I could read people's minds.
Keeps
you
stuck
really
in a smile when you're
though.
That high, right? You like
I saw that's that high smile. It's like
it's like everything's great, man. Yeah,
everything. Even if it's bad, it's still great.
Are you a smoker? Are you okay to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm a smoker.
it's about to be
low.
Legal. Like,
it's on the low.
Yeah.
It's on the low.
Not anymore, sorry.
You didn't hear that, Auntie.
No, but you know, that's something. It's funny.
She didn't hear that.
It's funny we talk about that because.
It didn't happen.
Huh?
No.
What?
I was talking about hookah.
Hookah.
I smoke hookah too.
That's one.
Yeah, so.
But you know, it's funny, I'm involved with a lot of fundraisers and things with kids and great causes and stuff, and then here I am like, and I talk about like love, sex, relationships, and how I love weed, and it's like people are like, you know, I don't know if I could get involved with the bottom line. It's kind of like on the risky side, and I'm like,
it's contradicting.
It's just who I am. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And that's, you know, it doesn't make me a bad person because I'm comfortable talking about certain things, or because I like to smoke weed when I get home from a long day at work and it helps me fall asleep. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it also enhances creativity. So, 420, right around the corner.
It is really around the corner.
Boom.
In 10 days.
Is it on a Friday?
Or 8 days.
Hopefully,
right?
Man.
I think it's on the weekend. Let's Isn't that Earth Day too? How ironic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yo, Green Day, right?
Michelle's like, oh, wow. Yo.
MJ's laughing.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense. If I wasn't high, I wouldn't have known that.
Hey. That's the.
She sounds like how I was after, like, me and my boy had weed brownies, and I listened to
weed brownies.
Frank Ocean's Pyramids.
Oh,
I was like, I can see the pyramids. I get it. When the chandeliers fell,
No Illuminati.
I get it.
No Illuminati.
It was crazy, yo.
That's
crazy.
What's up.
Changed my life.
Shout out to Frank Ocean. Word.
Yo, let's get into
Where is he? Who is Pilot Jones? Where is he? And who is Pilot Jones? Damn it.
Stealing Wi-Fi. You want to talk about stealing Wi-Fi? I thought this was a really clever hot track.
Thank you. My uncle made that beat, you know, so that's family track right there.
Word.
I have no idea where the concept came from in my head, but I don't really remember.
Where it came from? Where were you trying to steal Wi-Fi?
No.
Okay.
But
I was just going with it. Okay.
You know, like when I write, I freestyle, so. And that was like a bar that I freestyled out my mouth to that beat. I'm like, yeah, it's like we're still on Wi-Fi connection. Because the beat is jiggy and I like to sing on it. I didn't want to rap on it. Mm-hmm. So they were getting crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, that was hot. And yeah. I just started building on that. And then at the time I was in school and I was, in the middle of a breakup with someone. So I just took that energy, put it into that concept that I came up with during that freestyle.
That's a hip-hop
And started show. Building on it. And it just came out so dope. I really love that song, man.
Let's play this edge. It's just cool. It really is. It's like, wow, she's really talking about, like, Wi-Fi and love, basically, and relationships. Like, what?
Who you with?
Cha-cha. We in and out, up and down. We in and out, up and down, baby. We in and out, up and down. We in and out, up and down, baby. It's like we try to be persistent, but we can never stay consistent, ever. It's like we try to be consistent, but we can never stay persistent, never. Like, why we keep breaking up? Breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, damn it. It's like we lose our Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy. Why we keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, damn it. It's like we're still in Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy. Ooh, yeah, 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 ooh, yeah, 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 ooh.
Time breaking up, cause I don't get face enough, but your face on the gram. Since the moment they made it up, all I wanted was connection. Thought I could take it, but couldn't figure your password. Was shocked that you made it up, now your trust is on lock. But your feelings on private status, as soon as you're willing, you lose your bars and I'm like, forget it. Told me where the visual went. Jumped on Twitter, just had to mention it. Like, why we keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, breaking up. Damn it, it's like we lose our Wi-Fi. Our connection is crazy. Why we keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, damn it. It's like we're still in Wi-Fi. Our connection is crazy. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. I think I'm getting seasick, lost in the sea of love. We tried to build this relationship, but I think the ship is sunk. And we both listen to our friends when we've been giving hints to give it up. And all we do is argue and then use sex again for making up.
Baby, I'm tired of keep breaking up. I call you, keep hanging up. It's always the same thing and it's running my patience up. I know it's my fault, I haven't been the most faithful, but I swear I didn't change. But you insist on keep bringing it up. I swear you insane, I'm just as crazy for staying with you. Blame it on love, and if it ain't Cupid needs to step his aim enough. I guess it's true what they say, love is dangerous, but I love it when we making love.
Hey, why we keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, I can't hear you breaking up, damn it, it's like we losing Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy. We keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, I can't hear you breaking up, damn it, it's like we still in Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy, ooh, yeah, 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 ooh, yeah, 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 ooh. Ooh. We went from high speeds to barely ever loading. What do I need for us to change the mode? We went from high speeds to barely ever loading. What do I need for us to change the mode? And we're breaking up. I can't stand when we're breaking up. You know I'd rather be making love. We're arguing than we're making love. We fall asleep and we're waking up. Like we're making love. Just cause we're breaking up. When are we making up? We went from high speeds to barely ever loading. What do I need for us to change the motor? Went from high speeds to barely ever loading. What do I need for us to change the motor? Yeah, 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 ooh. Yeah, 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 ooh. Yeah, 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 ooh.
Like, why we keep breaking up? Breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, damn it. It's like we're losing Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy. Why we keep breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. I can't hear you breaking up, damn it. It's like we're still in Wi-Fi, our connection is crazy.
Another 9-hour shift. Clocked out of work, felt like you wasn't doing shit. Look at you, you got talents you can display. Instead you putting up water gallons up on display. Every time you walk in, you feel like you wanna quit. Before you think it through, you're obligated to your rent and your bills and your meals. And the fact you need a will and a desk that's in your life if you don't never get a deal. And your family ain't even calling you. This last year of college has been too hard for you. Used to be on the dean's list in the past, but this semester you know that you fail like every class. And every time you speak, you win them conversations fast. You a liar, say college great if anybody ever asks. But you're trying to find a reason, no, you're trying to find yourself. You was dealing with bereavement and not trying to die yourself, damn. Where the fuck is your motivation? Is it a learning experience to fuck up your education? I guess there's nothing you could do about it. Writer's block, you couldn't move around it. But you're still trying to maneuver, try to be positive, but it still kinda consumes you. So your anger been sparking up again. Got you shaking up more niggas than Parkinson's. You grab a bottle of that Elton John initial. Decide to keep all of your feelings confidential. Cause it'll only put you in a darker place if you tell them how you feel, but they still don't fucking get you. You overworked and underpaid, but you show your hurt, you're not ashamed. You wear your heart on your sleeve like a cufflin', and you only feel healing when you're sipping on something. But you bought a bottle, but you can't even drink it. You bought a bottle, but you can't even drink it. You bought a bottle, but you can't even drink it. Instead, just sitting there thinking. My cousins was here this morning. Flashbacks of last laughs that passed fast got me plucking the blackest ash.
The smile that I'm wearing isn't half the mask, and the trials I was facing aren't half the task. It's something like a plastic cast. Nigga, I'm broke, I'm just pieces of a bastard's past. A broken father in a prison, without enough hope to swallow his decisions. I'm cutting bread like a diamond buck. I let my track spin so I could get my diamond cuts. Fuck it, I'm real. That's why them haters can't feel me. Mama, I'm blessed, that's why the preacher can't heal me. Homie, I'm set, that's why them haters can't peel me. A mixture of the pictures for the royals that I will be.
Like that beef edge. I'm not one to do this, but let's keep that going for LG because I like that beat. You like that beat?
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to kick your freestyle or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean
that's a Rock Runner Radio protocol, but if you want to do that.
Because I got to sit in on the Rock Runner Radio. Yo, show.
The sweet 16. Huh?
Yeah, and
you got inspired.
I like bars sometimes, Veg. I like LG. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm getting jiggy with it. I drove all the way 2 hours from Philly with it. I told him when I get in here, I'ma have to get it. I never stop, every time it's an accident. Whoa, I gotta do it, the flow is too easy. Money, I need it all the time, I'm going on greening. And ain't no time for me to stop, no more intervening. I gotta make it reality, I'm sick of the dreaming. Ooh. This all for the dome, I do this shit in my home. This shit I do in the crib, this a walk in my room.
Ooh.
It's a rock into Rome, I'm so Caesar. I'm so easy, believer, breather. Ooh. Gotta keep doing it, even though I'm running the game. They know in the name, I got that rocker running my veins.
Hey.
That bottom line, too sick with it. Never stop, I'm ubiquitous, gotta get it, the richest is. I gotta get the richest bitch in the kitchen, cleaning up the dishes so we can eat in this bitch.
Hey.
Yo, the hip hop, it's inside of me.
Uh-huh.
I gotta give them different flows, I'm a variety.
Uh-huh.
I tell them niggas, this what I do, my sobriety.
Uh-huh.
And only if you could stop, there's no bride in me.
Uh-huh.
Just married to the game, you'll never get a piece of me. I guess I gotta rap until the day deceased in me.
Woo!
You know it's always what I need, this the beat in me. Ill with it, every time you feel with it. And I still hit it, wish Phil was here to still hit it. But yo, you know it's too ill, I'm counting dough. I'm just trying to make it happen, I got them on they death row. Cause them two shots in the dark got Tupac in my heart. I'm Huey Newton with it, I'm too cool with the ad, they be shooting with it.
Woo!
So pull your camera phone out, put it on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Tell them to go and like my pictures now. I'm so sick of it. Gotta get with this. It's ridiculous. And we ain't gonna get into that. Stick to the raps. Stick to the facts. MySpace, yeah. We put it to back.
Oh!
Throw me on your top bait. It's kind of late.
Hey! Yo! That's what's up,
that's
yo.
That's a fun beat, though.
Yo, that's what's up, Michelle. I didn't know you was going to do that, yo. That was so left field, like, you know what I mean? No, because last time I asked for bars, and he was like, Fez, this is bottom line. This is the Rock on the Radio.
But
like,
to be honest, you know, sometimes you got to do that just to protect the artists that's sitting beside you. When you know they don't got it, you got to, I'm not going to, you know, like, that's the way I am.
Right, right.
I don't want anybody that can't do
sucker.
It to hear and try to do it, you know?
Sucker,
that
sucker.
That just doesn't look good, but I know it's
sucker.
Good.
She wanted to stay sucker free.
That's what's up, though. Here you go. Shout out to LG, yo. Totally. Shutting it down, yo. Through the Y, yo. Through the Y, yo.
Sucker free through the Y.
Shout out to Kanye West. Kanye West, one of your favorites, right?
Definitely.
That's what's up.
Even though he acts crazy. He's like the crazy cousin. It's like, damn, that's my cousin, though.
I mean, well, he's,
get in his ass, well, please. Don't film him. You know, it's like one of them. You got, everybody got that cousin. It's like, you still take him to the club with you, even though you know he gonna act up. Like, just get your ass in the car. Damn, oh, I hate taking you somewhere with me. But you love your cousin, you know? That's like a cousin.
I mean, well, he's married to Kim Kardashian, so.
Yeah, she's a cousin-in-law. No comment.
Aha, no, no comment.
So is Blac Chyna. No comment.
Oh!
That's one.
Michelle, let's jump to the next subject.
Please. I need a radio show. I got some shit to talk about.
Oh, man.
Who you with?
Yo, you about to get 10 million likes off of this, yo.
Yo. Now, I bet you I'll give 10 million views and 5 likes.
Word. Motherfuckers, they go, yeah, they're not going to hit that like button. Word.
How the hell I get 100 likes?
What's
and
the problem? Why do
views?
People do, why don't they like stuff, though?
Steve, I don't know.
But, like, that's what you're supposed to do, people. Like, just
go like it.
Yeah, like if you watch a video or you see a picture, you should just like it. Because it gets a little awkward when you talk to somebody and you're like, you didn't realize they saw something you posted, but they talked about it because they didn't like it. Like, you ever feel that way? Like, I thought that one day. Like,
oh, you seen that?
Like, oh, I really love that outfit you were wearing the other day. And I'm like, that bitch shouldn't like it.
Yeah. You ever seen it? Did anyone get a chance to see the movie Vacation yet?
No.
No, with the dude from Hangover. I don't even know his name, but the dude, that the doctor from Hangover is like the dad in that movie.
Okay.
And it's so funny because there's this one scene where, like, she's like talking. She's like, yeah, did you see my vacation picture? Oh, look at that. She's like, oh, yeah, I like that. It's so cute. And she's like, oh, yeah? Yeah, bitch, you didn't like it. Actually, you was the only one who didn't like it out of all of my family, friends, and all of that. So you did like it? Not even the one with me and my baby or me and my husband. But she was like, I'm sorry. So then later that night, she was just liking all the pictures. And she's like, oh, my God, LOL. But she had a straight face.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yo, it's so real on social media, man.
One of my friends told me, though, she didn't think I would even know, like, who likes stuff. She's like, you know, when you have a decent amount of followers, like, do you even know what's going on? And I'm like, no, but I do.
She's oblivious to social media.
I pay attention
she
to,
don't
like,
know
the
that
stuff.
You see the names.
Yeah.
They pop up in notifications.
Yeah. But she thinks it would be, like, past the time. Like, I actually go back and look at my shit. I like to know who's there.
Yeah.
Like, who's supporting, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
I got an app that tells me that shit, man. Like, ghost follower, delete. You got upgrade, man. delete ghost followers every 6 months.
Yeah, there's a lot of ghost followers.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That's funny.
Yeah, so let's talk about Bought a Bottle. Tell me about, I'll just say tell me about it.
Bought a Bottle.
Hashtag that shit.
I bought a bottle. I was stressed out. I was in school. I fell asleep with it in my hand, didn't drink it. I was drinking a lot, actually, around that time. And woke up the next morning like, yo, man, I bought a bottle and I can't even drink it. I'm on the phone with MJ telling him this. And as I say it out of my mouth, I'm like, yo, that sounds like a hot hook. Let me call you back. I hung up.
Hey, call you back, yo.
I had to work a little bit later, so I was like, man, it was probably like 9 in the morning. I had to work at 10. And I used to ride my bike to work, so it was like a 4-minute ride because I'd be out on the bike, right? So it's a 4-minute ride to work or whatever, all downhill. On the way back, it's a 10-minute ride. All uphill. Never mind. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool. I got a little bit of time. I played a beat. It was the first beat that came on. I liked it. So I started writing, and it's like when I'm going through something, typically I don't write for a while, and then when I write, it just comes out really fast because it's like I haven't wrote in a while, and so I just know exactly how I feel and what I want to say. And so I started writing, and the first 8 bars, I'm like, yo, this is selling so good. It's like I have to get this out, and I'm looking at the time, and it's like 9:50. I'm like, I gotta go to work. I'm like, yo, I gotta write this song. And I called out of work. I had no reason but to write that song. In fact, after I wrote the song, I said, why the fuck did I call out of work, yo? But I called out for that song. And like, I wrote that song, and it really was about that time in my life. It's all a true story about how I felt. And I think that's why people are gravitating to it already. Like, just response that I'm getting from today after releasing it at 12 today, people are reposting that, tagging me in that, like, yo, this is the hottest song, this is the hottest song, I love this song. Mm-hmm. Because they feel it, you know, they had those days where it was just like, yo, you know, it's just like, you're too stressed to even drink about it, mm-hmm. You know, and that's where I was at.
Deep music, this girl is amazing. Not really, you know, I appreciate you opening up, like, your life through music to people. It's dope.
Thank you.
I want to get into another song, Veg.
Okay, which one you want to do?
Let's play Gravity. Let's talk about Gravity before we get into it.
Okay.
I saw that you have a YouTube video up with beautiful scenes. Where is that from?
It's drone shots. Okay. Drone shots. So it's a video concept that we're going for. You know, we're trying. I want to shoot that video. Like, I envision that video on a beach, like kids skipping school and going to the beach. You know, and like that. That's kind of the type of atmosphere that I was in. It was like springtime when I wrote that song. And, you know, the crazy part about how I wrote that song, I went to see the movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock. I always say it wrong. But I went to see that movie, and it was such a good movie. And I'm walking out the theater, and I get this text like, yo, I just sent you some beats, MJ. He didn't say, it wasn't a voice text, but that's how I heard it in my head. It was like, yo, I just sent you some beats. They dope. Yo, LG, I just sent you some beats. They dope. I was like, oh, all right. That's what I heard in my head. Anyway, that's how that went. So I got on my email, and I'm listening to these beats. And I was calling a cab because I didn't drive at the time. So I was like calling a cab to pick me up, and the cab was taking forever. And it was like I want to feel like it was like September. It was like that type of season. I was just getting back to school type season, and I was like, oh, all right, cool. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to walk back to campus. And it's like a 30-minute walk. But I put the headphones in, was listening to the beat. I'm like, yo, the beat is so hot. And so I'm walking, and I'm just walking. And you know how the scenery, like, it's a nice day, just feeling it. And I was just listening to that beat, and I'm like, with you, there's no gravity. Like, I'm just, because Gravity's in my head, the movie. I'm like, yeah, that movie was crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that was the first thing that I started. Whenever I see something or learn something new, I make a bar about it, a punchline about it. You know, like, I see Men in Black, and I put Men in Black in my punch. It was a punchline, you know? Like, it's just how I am. Like, you know, I might, like, how I put Rock Around the Radio in the freestyle. It's just, it's just natural to me to put something into, like, a punchline once I learn about it, right? And so I started, like, freestyling to the beat, and then I started singing that, you know, because I write R&B. So everything that you hear on the project, there's people are singing and stuff that I wrote. Mm-hmm. So, like, I like writing R&B and singing songs and stuff. And so I'm singing it, and I just start building on that concept, like, Gravity. And then, like, I came up with the last line that, like, sealed it. I'm like, ah, yes, it sounds good now. And that's how that came about, and I just took, you know, what I was feeling at the time. You know, it was nice weather. It was that type of weather where your boy hit you up like, yo, let's skip class. Mm-hmm. Let's go hang with, you know, so-and-so and smoke and, you know, chill and all that, Netflix and chill. You know, like, it's like that type of feel to it. And that's what I wrote about, you know, those times that I had on campus. You know, it was fun. So the visual is going to be like that, trust me.
Let's get into it. Just grab it.
I just wanna see you. 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 I don't wanna say goodbye. Come on over, let's get high. I don't wanna say goodbye. No. Come over, let's get high. With you, there's no gravity. 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 8 a.m. and the crickets sound louder than the highway cars. Running late for class, but today I think I'd rather walk. Astronomy, can you teach me how to get to Mars? Astronomy, in that class I just wonder where you are. Summer break goes too fast, cause the long days really aren't good enough. Chill all day, smoke all night, make it happen, we don't gotta see the sun. Can't wait till I get home, I'ma make sure that you come closer. Can't wait till I get home, I'ma make sure that I come over. I just wanna see you. Yeah.
I just wanna see you. Yeah. I just wanna see you. Yeah. I just wanna see you. I don't wanna say goodbye. Come on over, let's get high. I don't wanna say goodbye. No. Come over, let's get high.
With you,
there's no gravity.
Oh,
with you, there's no gravity.
Oh,
with you, there's no gravity.
Oh,
with you, there's no gravity.
Oh,
with you, there's no gravity.
Thank you for tuning into The Bottom Line, 845. Got LG in the building.
Woo.
Some serious music, right, Veg?
Yeah, nah, she's dope.
Could you believe like, when she freestyles, like she's freestyling?
So she's freestyling, like she's riding, but she's riding, but she's not riding, but she's freestyling.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What?
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's just.
Did you freestyle or write that?
I think I freestyled that, but I might have wrote it, but I believe I freestyled it, though. I'll get back to you on that.
All right. I got you.
Nah, she got some skills. What's up? I mean, lyrical genius. I mean, it kind of goes with it. Like, hello.
Not team. Everybody matches their name.
You know, like, really, like, you know. You can't call yourself B-Murder if you ain't murdered nobody. Just saying.
If you did murder somebody and you're on trial, you're in trouble.
Right.
Find out your name, B-Murder.
Right. Then
sir, could you...
And then you'll be looking like C murder.
Could you try on the gloves?
No. It's not looking good for you.
That's one.
It's not looking good for you. It's not looking good for you, yo.
Could you try on the black leather gloves, sir?
Shout out to whoever named this LB murder, because it's not looking good for you, bro. Anyway.
Bees and murders don't work.
Nah, yo, it don't.
Bobby. Schmurda?
Oh!
I could go for Daisy.
Damn! Another one. Another one.
See, you smart.
Uh-huh.
You smart.
You locked up.
That's why I love you.
You locked up.
That's why, because we the best.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate
that. Oh, man.
I appreciate you.
Yo, man. Good shit, man. Good shit.
We gotta stop.
Yeah. Michelle, what
no,
up,
we're talking to names. Let's talk about LG. Where does LG come from?
It's just lyrical genius. Like, you know, the breakdown, people so lazy, man. Don't nobody want to say lyrical genius. That's way too many letters, yo. So, like, my friends just started calling me LG. Like, people around me just started calling me LG. My one homie called me G for years. He just dropped the L.
Yo, G. It's like when MC Hammer dropped the MC and just called you call Hammer, just Hammer.
One calls me G, and then I got another friend that calls me L. Yo, L.
Yo,
it's
L.
Crazy.
Yo, L, like, pass that L.
We dropped it all the way down to LG. It's only two letters. Damn.
Yeah.
L. G. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from, though. It was just the breakdown. It just kept breaking it down.
How long have you been going by LG? Like, since you're a little girl, like, young, like, teens?
So, yeah, teens. Lyrical Genius came from, I probably was, like, 15 or 16 when I started calling myself Lyrical Genius.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then LG came upon, like, when I was, like, 17, 18, like, when I was a junior and senior in high school, they started calling me. Like, my boys start calling me G.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was calling me LG before that. So, like, around my junior, senior year, it broke down to LG. And, you know, But that was back in the Cassidy days, and I was just, oh man, I was just, I miss those, I miss hip hop at that time, you know, like that's when, back when he used to call me G, it was like, it was back when there was a lot of bar, like bar raps, like it's not like that no more, no, at all, it's like swag rap.
It's so dumb, it's, dumb rap.
Yes, yeah, it's no,
it's like R&B rap.
Yeah, it's no bars, like.
Yeah, yeah, it's, and either, it talks about nothing or it's like a Drake feeling. I feel like that's what rap's turning into.
Yeah, it's like.
But then we got J. Cole.
J. Cole, K. Dot, Kendrick Lamar.
But even them, they Kendrick sing. Lamar. Even them.
They be singing too. They do be singing. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's the new sound.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's, I mean, like, look at my project. There's a lot of R&B and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's just because I like R&B, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just, like, the new sound and, like, the new wave of today. But back when it was just, like, I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. And it was just like, I got the products. Now I caught it to the customers, homie.
Like, that was a dope joint.
Bars, yeah, at the bars. Cassidy, like, man. Cassidy was, yo, I used to listen to Cassidy. Stay on the block from the AM to the PM. Niggas won't work. I'm going to spray him when I see him. Yo, Cassidy, yo. I used to listen to Cassidy and be like, yo, I got to spit hotter than him.
I got to go harder than him.
I got to have more bars than Cassidy. So you can imagine the type of stuff I was writing back then. It was just straight bar, bar, bar. Like, one day I realized I don't rap like that at all. And I was like, damn, I need to do that. Real talk. I called MJ. Remember MJ? I called him and I started rapping all these bar raps. Like, yo, I forgot about this joint. Welcome to the future. Something you ain't used to. All them joints, like, bar after bar, man. I just adapt and conform to the new sound. Kind of sucks. But I try to make it my own, you know?
I think that...
squeeze the medicine in the candy.
Word.
I haven't heard a song from you that I don't like. And I'm one to skip through tracks. So, I definitely got to get an album from you. I'm proud of everything you've done this far. And I'm excited to see where you're going with everything. I really am. And I wanna get you involved. Like, I can't wait to do a show and have you up there. That women power shit, right, MJ? As he nods. You coming over? You gonna talk to us today? Come to the mic, MJ.
Boom!
She just put you on her top 8 on MySpace.
Top 8.
Mad D-Voy. What's up?
Barry White.
Barry White, what up? Barry White of Philly.
What's good?
Yo, LG, I just sent you a beat. It's dope.
Brooklyn.
He said Brooklyn.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
No doubt. Oh, man.
So, MJ, introduce yourself. Go ahead.
I so don't do this. This is Mr. B. Jones. I'm now MJ, you know what I'm saying?
LG's
responsible. LG's responsible.
It's the LG
that.
Syndrome, yo. Like, they broke me down in lyrical G's. I broke into LG.
And it's crazy because like I've been Mr. B. Jones since 1998.
Ooh.
And nobody called me MJ. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. nobody ever did it. And she just like, you know, one day we were just talking out of the blue. She was like, MJ. And I'm like, what's up?
It just caught on.
It just been MJ since
from
then,
there on. So. You just went on with it. Yeah,
you accepted it at that point. That was it. You gave in.
Well, yeah, Michael Kors beat me to it. I was gonna go with the MK for Michelle Kiyoko, but
everybody calls him MJ now. Like,
yeah, yo, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it is easier to say and type, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. No,
that's all I'm saying.
And I mean, and plus, it's an honor to be among the greats, you know, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson. Okay. Oh, shit, look at you. You feeling yourself right now.
Yeah.
It's word.
It's a new legacy, you know?
There you go, homie. Yeah. I ain't mad at you. Feel the legacy, my brother. That's what's up. MJ in the building. Another MJ.
That's one.
So,
that's what's up, homie.
MJ, I appreciate all the work you put in. I've known you both now for like 3 years, going on 3 years.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I'm definitely coming out. I'm sorry I missed Sunday's event. I would have liked to drink with you too for our birthdays.
Well, but, listen, what day is your birthday?
The 11th. It was Monday.
Oh, word. And it was on the 10th too. That's crazy.
But
so
next
happy
show,
birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you too.
Thank you.
Do you have any other shows lined up right now?
So, yeah, like I said, we're working on the Caught in the Middle release for Staten Island. Mm-hmm. And that one's going to be a lot more raw, like I was saying. And the date was May 14th. That's up to this day, that's still the date. Mm-hmm. But I have to change it because, you know, I want my team to be there, the people who perform with me from the album, because I'm doing just the album songs, you know, with maybe one or two older songs. Just because of demand, people know those songs and love them.
There you go.
So I have to do them. And, you know, I have to make it right for my team. We have to all be able to go or it's not right, you know. But it's going to be crazy, yo. We're doing a school bus from Philly. Wow. So it's a 55-seater school bus. People will be able to buy a ticket that includes the bus plus the entry to the venue. And, you know, they get to ride there, ride back. They can drink. They don't have to worry about who's driving. Mm-hmm. Turn up the whole way, turn on the whole way, turn up the whole way back. And just enjoy themselves. And then we'll bring out the Staten Island crowd as well. So that's going to be dope. Shout out to Rob Lotta Bars as well. You know what I mean? And shout out to my boy Mike Lorette. He was the one singing Gravity, by the way. You know what I'm saying? That's my bro. He's actually the reason why I'm pushing the date back. He can't make it that day. He has a family occasion. Mm. So you know, if you take one of us, you gotta take us all. So.
Word. Shout out, man.
Team Genius.
Team Genius. Team keyword team.
So I wanna talk about the song Don't Forget Me.
Yeah, featuring Mike. Mike's on that.
That's
too.
Who, okay.
Yes. He's on Gravity and that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
another one.
You smart.
Let's right, not get into that. Sorry. My fault, Michelle. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now let's get into the check.
I mean, we'll have her if you want. She could talk
you
about.
Talk about Don't Forget Me.
What the track is about?
I wrote Don't Forget Me in 2011. That's what I want to say. I wrote that in 2011, 5 years ago. I was 19 years old when I wrote that song. 19. Everything, every bar in that song is from when I was 19 years old. And even that hook, I wrote that when I was 19 years old. And I met Mike at the CAF during the open mic, and he was singing Heartless. And I got up there and started freestyling, because, you know, that's my thing. And he's like, yo, you're dope, dude, you're hot. And I'm like, yo, you could play. You know, he's playing his guitar. He's playing, you know. And I was like, yo, you should come to my dorm room and we should. I got a song I want you to sing. And it was that song. Mm-hmm. He's like, word? So I actually have the video footage and I posted it on my, you know, my social media of us in 2011 with him practicing it in my dorm room. So this is a coming of age. This should have been happening. You know what I mean? And it's my second favorite after Deja Vu because mm-hmm. it's so inspirational, I feel like. And it's like, you know, I love this song. I feel like somebody out there is going to hear this song and it's going to motivate them to keep doing it and keep going. Because mm-hmm. that's when I heard this song, even though I wrote it years ago, it was like I wrote it for myself today. When I heard it, it was like, damn, I needed this. Mm-hmm. You know?
Timeless. You see that?
I get my energy from my inner key. Singing harmonies from other centuries. Y'all need to cut it out, cause you can't censor me. I'm past tense, I've been made history. They just don't know it yet, they haven't figured me. They see for what it is, I see what it could be. So you ain't gotta like me, just nod your head on beat. I'm here to make change, not create chemistry. Flow got them so confused, they don't know what to be. They try to hate, they wanna be enemies. But phony support my craft, the haters befriended me. My lyrical intuition, I'm talking mentally, has expanded the talent that God has sent to me. I'm here to make moves, create memories. Love it for my fam, do it for my team. When I'm gone, y'all gon' remember me.
The stars never seem so bright in this moment. My heart's never felt so right like I know it. All those days and all those nights, it was worth it. But don't you forget me.
Late night rides, bus still running. Wrapped all day, still the bars keep coming. Trying to grasp every moment in the metaphor. Music come free, so what the fuck we fighting over cheddar for? Look, I never fall back. I grind hard from the winter to the fall back. Real talent, what you call that? It's called apply for your dreams. I hope you get a call back. I throw words at your brain until your skull crack. I hope you brought your lunch pails and your hard hats. Why? Cause the game gon' need some reconstruction. And I just wanna sleep for the people who dream of nothing. Most people in the hood can't think without drinking something. Lifestyles are hopeless, dreams will keep you drunken. My life now is go, let's sleep. I'm drinking Dunkin' to elevate who I am and show them who I'm becoming.
The stars never seem so bright in this moment.
My heart's never felt so right like I know it. All those days and all those nights, it was worth it. But don't you forget me.
And I promise we'll make it.
Don't you forget me.
And we're gonna make it.
And I promise we'll make it.
Don't you
and I promise
forget
we'll make
it.
And we're gonna make it.
Every day start to seem like a rehearsal. Mind state changed for the intellect and my verbal. Cause so suddenly I transformed and you forced to hear my voice through the radio like Bumblebee. Yeah. While my homies hit the purple, my flows are commercial. But after eyes, man, I'm trying to be on them commercials. And no, I don't want to dream. All I want is green. My life like a color scheme. Plus some old school. So my songs like black and white. Being watched on a color screen. See more bills than Taylor's. And if it's no proof I produce, then the money clean.
The stars keep beaming and I keep dreaming.
I know.
Oh, I know. Oh, oh. My time's not wasting, so I keep chasing.
I know.
Oh, I know. Oh, my mind keeps running, but I got something
to show.
And all those days and all those nights gave me the strength to make it right.
Don't forget me.
The stars never seem so bright in this moment.
In this moment.
My heart's never felt so right. Like I know it.
Like I know it.
All those days and all those nights, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
But don't you forget me.
And I promise we'll make it.
Don't you forget me.
And we're gonna make it.
And I promise we'll make it.
Don't you
forget
me.
And we're gonna make it.
Thank you for tuning in to the bottom line, 845.com. Got LG in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Got MJ in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the sexy ladies in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Ted.
What?
And I got Ben in the building.
Yeah, yeah. We here.
So I really enjoy listening to your tracks. Why don't you let everybody know again where they can find your music? So, I mean, they gotta listen to this. I'm going to post it up and everything, but give all your contact info, website.
You can find all of my music, all of my links, all of my social media right on my website. So that's teamgeniusuniversity.com. So team, T-E-A-M, you know that, genius, G-E-N-I-U-S, university.com. And all my social media, everything's there. If you want to follow me on social media, you can go to my Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, SoundCloud are all the same, LG. Team Genius. Just LG Team Genius. Typically, it doesn't matter where you're standing in the country. If you put LGT, I pop up. Just saying. But LG Team Genius on Instagram, Twitter, like I said.
And on Snap.
YouTube. Snapchat, LG Team Genius. If you want to add me on Facebook, it's The Real Lyrical Genius. So facebook.com/The Real Lyrical Genius. So, but just go to my website, man. Make it easy for yourself. You can open up all the tabs from there.
Cool, you're all over.
Yeah, that's try great. To be. If you Google LG Team Genius, my website and everything else will pop up as well. So you can Google it too. But go to my website. You can listen to Caught in the Middle. You can download Caught in the Middle if you purchase it and support the movement. I made it so that you have the choice of what you want to pay for it. So it's like $5 or more or whatever. Today we set a record so far. Somebody paid $25 for the album. Hey. You know, so it just, you know, people really, really think it's quality music. So if you like anything you hear, please support the movement. Come out. We'll be in Staten Island. Come out to the shows. Follow me on social media. I'll follow you back. Tag me. You know what I mean? Appreciate you for real.
This girl's dope, man. I've been following her for years, and it's rare that I have the opportunity to sit next to somebody. I hope to be in a position where I could be like, yo, LG, can you believe I got Rick Ross in here? I like this. I love it. But it's a pleasure knowing you. It's been exciting seeing your career in music. And every time, like, I put people onto you and they're like, yo, who is she? And they have, their reaction is the same as mine. Like, whoa.
Whoa, exactly. You know, like, whoa.
Yeah, like.
Black Rob.
Yeah, they're like, yo, like, where is she from? How do you know her? And, you know, so I feel like, yeah, and I'm friends with her manager, you know? And like, but I'm really proud of you. You're dope, man. Your personality is great, too. You have an amazing stage presence.
Thank you.
And, you know, you can see that in the YouTube videos, but definitely you got to make it out to see this girl live, man.
I would appreciate it when I get on stage, man. I want to give everybody the best show. Like, I want everybody to enjoy themselves. And I leave it all on the floor, just like basketball. Same thing. You know?
Cool. MJ, you want to give any shout-outs before we finish up? Just because he doesn't do this.
Yeah. Shout-out to the whole Team Genius, you know what I'm saying? Vaughn, Phil, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to CC in the building the other day. It was good to see you. You know what I'm saying? Mike, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Listen to the DJ.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Michelle.
Brooklyn.
Whoa, you saw how his voice changed?
Can I do the Yeah, that was Miss Smooth. It was Miss Smooth. Wait. Yeah. Yo, shout out to, you know what I mean? Da 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 da. Shout out to you, Michelle. Take that.
Thanks, MJ.
Say, yo, Michelle, you smart. You smart.
Yeah.
You smart.
Uh-huh.
You smart.
I appreciate you. For putting LG on your show.
Give me a kiss.
He's like, that's why I don't go on air.
Yo, how do we let this guy get away with that? Yeah. DJ... It's so crazy.
Cali, right? Yeah. I don't know, man. Cali
we
be doing
the best.
Yeah.
We the best music.
Every track, yo. Every
Gotta
track.
Love it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Another one.
That's the first feature I want, yo. MJ. Yeah. That's the first one, yo. Nah. Tell Rick Ross the way I want DJ. I want the best.
Yeah, Cali. Cali, what up, homie?
I need him on the remix ASAP.
Another one.
Veg loves that. He's always like, he was so... my pictures.
Yo, man. That's just crazy.
He be on Snapchat like, motivation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the gym, 22 days of nutrients. I be like, yo. He's been the same size for 2 years straight, but he's always in the gym.
Yeah, I don't know,
I'm like,
man.
Did he ever get smaller?
Yo, Khaled, you got to work on that, bro. Yo. You got to work on some type of, change up, man. Dog. Like, people gotta believe you.
He's posting all this salmon and greens and broccoli. Think, yo, bro,
something's wrong. But you've been looking the same for the last 4 years.
He's been looking the same, yo. He did not change, dog. He looks exactly the same.
Nah, he the best though. Shout out to DJ Khaled, man.
Gotta love him.
He's definitely entertaining.
He definitely brought a lot to the industry. A whole different thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Cause you the best.
Yo, man, Khaled, man, what up, man? That's funny.
We can go all day. We gotta stop. Right.
I appreciate you coming out here. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to the whole Philly, man. Word up.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Word.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Word. I mean, we played all the joints, but we could close out with, you know, playing. In fact, let's close out with your favorite joint that you want to play. Even though we played all of them, play one of them again.
Look at it like I don't know the songs. Right.
Right. I mean, you are the artist, but
I gotta think about this.
Okay, take a second. Then.
Let's close out with Home. That's the intro. Home. That explains the whole story.
Okay. I might not have that song on deck, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah. my bad. Like,
he said good answer. Just pop the CD in, bro.
Absolutely right. Yeah, I'll be forgetting about this old school shit. This is old school. This is new school vinyl for these youngsters, man. Talk about what our home is about.
It's the intro to Caught in the Middle, and it pretty much explains how I feel. You know, it's the best song that tells the story of Caught in the Middle, and it's just explaining the dynamic of me coming home from school and then wanting to go back and then going to school and wanting to go home and then realizing I feel like I don't fit in anywhere. Like, I feel like home is nowhere. Because I'm just caught between these two things that I want to pursue, but because I'm caught in the middle, I'm not doing either. You know, a jack of all trades is no master. So I just felt like I was in limbo. And, you know, that song, I wrote that song right when I got back to school because my best friend named Shiz, rest in peace, he got killed right before I left home. It's like 2 weeks before. And I had to go back to school and deal with it by myself. You know, I wasn't around my friends and all of that. I had to go back and deal with it alone. And while I was up there, my stepfather passed away, and that night I wrote this song. So it means a lot to me.
I appreciate you coming up. I really, really do. Or coming down, and I appreciate your music. Thank you all for coming out tonight.
All right, the whole Philly, man. Philly's in the building. Team Genius.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Bottom line.
About to be late for class, cause I'm stressed and professors don't understand how I feel. Just got back to school and had to pull out loans, and I already got bills trying to work two jobs and make a motherfucking album, and still trying not to fail hard, develop a fake smile day in and day out, and still gotta be real, but I still got parties all in my dorm room, different cliques that I belong to, got like seven niggas that I call brothers, and not one of them know what I'm going through. Got a diary filled with like every feeling and every moment, and they all songs, so I know you ain't download the mixtape if you see me and ask what's going on. Cause I'm stressed out, yeah, I'm fucking stressed out. You only ask cause you see, and I'm trying to be the best out. No, I am the best out. I gotta make them all believe, wondered if I took the best route. In love, feeling left out, I don't know who I belong to. Laid up with someone that I'm attracted to, until they whisper in my ear, they going home soon. It's like
sometimes, sometimes, sometimes you're caught between the lines with nowhere to define. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes no. Where feels like home. Sometimes no. Where feels like home. Caught in the middle. It's like I'm caught in the middle. Like I'm living in a limbo. Man, I'm caught in the middle. Went home for summer break, I couldn't wait to get there. I couldn't wait to get there, 2 weeks in a bottle later. I can't wait to leave here, I can't wait to leave here. Man, this shit's so back and forth, it's so back and forth. Like Jocelyn and Stevie, I can't take my mama crib, and I can't take school. They thought being me was easy, used to dream of being a college kid playing ball for the team. At the parties where the Greeks be stumped the yard shit, loving bullshit. It looked better on TV, man, I wouldn't know home if I phone home. A nigga should've followed ET, so I keep extra terrestrial flows, just hoping it leads me home. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes you're caught between the lines with nowhere to define. Sometimes, sometimes,
sometimes no. Where feels like home. Sometimes no. Where feels like home. Caught in the middle.